Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Teresa, today is one of my favorite feast days. It's the feast of the beheading of St. John the Baptist. And today is a special day where I bring out one of my favorite icons from my little chapel in my house, and I place it in the kitchen. The icon of John the Baptist holding his head on a platter.
And it's my favorite day where Mom then freaks out and takes it from the kitchen because that's not where an image like that belongs.
What a beautiful feast day, because it teaches us about heroism. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, heroism means being willing to sacrifice great goods and great pleasures for the sake of a greater good and a greater joy. And Christ is the supreme hero. He lays down his life. He allows all respect for his dignity and his physical integrity to be taken from him. He is willing to let go of all physical comfort and the very breath of his lungs. He does that in order to save the world, which is to him a greater good. He dies so that he can rise again and lead all willing men and women with him to heaven. The most vivid and striking form of heroism comes in the act of a physical martyrdom, where the saint imitates Christ by preferring death to sin. This is the Christian's greatest triumph, and very few people have the opportunity to realize this kind of heroism. But all of us, every Christian, is called to the heroism of living our sexuality in a chaste and holy way. And down through the ages, the world shows its incomprehension and its hatred for the heroism of Catholic chastity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
People are always complaining that the Catholic Church's teaching on marriage and sexuality is unrealistic and unlivable. And that shouldn't be surprising, because when his apostles heard Jesus say that to divorce one's wife and marry another is a sin, they felt the same way. In fact, they said, "That's not livable. Nobody can do that. It would be better not to marry." It's amazing how everybody loves the idea of heroism, but when Jesus and his church actually ask us to be heroic, everybody protests. In fact, they not only protest against the truth of the church's teaching, in many cases, they lash out in anger to destroy the witness to that truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's heroic to give everything to a marriage, to give your life, your whole life, to be faithful to one person, to give your potential for new life, and promise to take responsibility for any new human being that God brings into the world through you and your spouse. It's also heroic to give your life fully to God through celibacy, to say, "I know that one day I will enter the kingdom of heaven, where we are neither married nor given in marriage, and I will begin that life now." To say, "I will imitate my Lord who remained unmarried so that he could be radically available and serve all equally." To say, "I will avoid being concerned about many things in marriage and instead focus on the one ultimate thing, serving my King and his kingdom." When God made you a man or a woman, he made you for one of these two forms of heroism. He made you either to abstain wholly or to be married. And the world hates both these forms of heroism. It says that both are unnatural. both unlivable. It hates celibate chastity, and it hates indissoluble marriage between a man and a woman. And from time to time, that hatred becomes violent. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
John the Baptist was the first to be martyred because he said, "You should not marry your brother's divorced wife." John the Baptist lived the heroism of celibate chastity, and he proclaimed the truth about how to live the heroism of married fidelity, and he was martyred for it. The king and queen, those in power, didn't want to hear the call to living marriage and sexuality according to God's plan. 1,500 years later, St. Thomas More and St. John Fisher were both martyred for the same reason. Thomas More was a married man, a man true to his word to stay faithful to one woman. But the king of that time wanted him, needed him, to say that it was okay for him to divorce his wife and marry another. Thomas More wouldn't do it. And like John the Baptist, he was beheaded. Now we once more find ourselves in an age where if one breathes a word against any kind of bizarre sexual deviation, it's called hate speech, and you get canceled. You get deleted. In some cases, in some countries, you could go to jail. That shouldn't be a surprise for us. In Jesus' time, people were outraged at hearing they had to act like men and women and be true to their word. Well, they're outraged at hearing it now. As Jesus says, "If the world has hated me, it will hate you too." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We belong to the church, which is most hated for being most true to the gospel teaching on marriage and sexuality. That's a pretty good indicator that it's the true church of Jesus Christ. But remember, even if the world hates the truth about marriage and sexuality, the world secretly, deep down, knows that it needs that truth. Everyone wants to believe in love, permanent love, unconditional love, a love that brings more life and more love into the world. Everyone wants to believe in that kind of love because everybody needs to believe in that kind of love. And everyone, if they could go back and be a little kid again, would want their parents to love each other and stay together and have a stable home. And the Catholic Church is the last institution under the sun still fighting for that kind of love, that kind of rock-solid stability, still fighting for the 100% love of indissoluble marriage and celibate chastity. Now, it's hard to live that kind of love, and it may demand a kind of heroism. No, it will demand that kind of heroism, but that's what we're made for. Now, it's hard to preach that love, as John the Baptist and Thomas More and John Fisher found out, but we're put on this earth to follow and imitate Christ. And if he chooses us to be his heroes, then so be it. And by his grace, we will be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, I just love this feast day. And you have a special connection to John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm. I was born on his feast day, not the feast of his beheading, but his birthday.
Yeah, you share a birthday with John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big deal.
I think that my older brother John shouldn't have been named John. I should have gotten his name instead.
Well, we could change your name.
I don't think I make a good John.
I grew tremendously in my love for John the Baptist when I started leading pilgrimage to the Holy Land, especially going to a little village right in the middle of Israel, which is now 100% Muslim, called Sebastia. Sebastia was the place where Herod, King Herod, had one of his palaces. And it's probably where John the Baptist was beheaded. Some say it was in a place down by the Dead Sea, but in Scripture it says that John threw a celebration for his noblemen, his court, his royal court.
Not John, but Herod.
Yeah, sorry, Herod. Yes. Threw this party for his noblemen from Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And the southern end of the region of Galilee is Sebastia. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that it was there. And there is a very ancient tomb from which they have said that this was the place John the Baptist was buried. And the Crusaders built, there was a very ancient church, Catholic church, built over it, a Byzantine church. And then when that was destroyed, the Crusaders built another massive church over it. And that's since been destroyed, but the ruins of that church are there. And the Muslims have always revered this place as the tomb of John the Baptist because they believe John is one of the prophets. So it was so powerful to go to this tomb in Sebastia. It's controlled by Muslims, but I'm friends with the Muslim mayor of the village, and he would let us go into the tomb and pray the rosary at the tomb of John the Baptist.
You've got some wild connections for a random man from Iowa living in Kansas to be friends with this Muslim mayor. But good for you.
Well, they have the best... They have the best restaurant in all of Israel.
Is it the one with the mustache, or is that
no?
Different?
That's in Bethlehem, Abu Shanab, father of all mustaches. That's Bethlehem. This is Hafez in Sebastia.
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm prying from a very very old memory from when I was like 13 or 14, going to some sort of small gift shop for a while where they had the camel outside.
That's in Sebastia.
One of our oldest pilgrims on the trip then decided to get on said camel, which is very much against our rules. I remember Sebastia. Yeah,
it's a fantastic place. But to pray the rosary right at the tomb of John the Baptist, this hero of all heroes, because we're called to this heroism. I love the definition of heroism, that heroism is to sacrifice what is lesser for the sake of what is greater. So what struck you from this meditation?
If I'm giving you my honest answer, I was very all over the place in this meditation. I can't think of any specific thing I want to talk on. But what was on your mind other than what we've just discussed?
What strikes me about this meditation is that there's such a tremendous pull from our fallen human nature to selfishness, which doesn't make us happy. Makes us miserable, in fact. And there's such tremendous pressure from our society not to live heroically our sexuality in marriage or celibacy for priests and religious. And there's certainly a tremendous attack from Satan not to. But in the end, don't we want to be heroic? I mean, don't all of us in the end want to lay dying on the battlefield knowing we were heroes? And we don't want to be the ones who ran away and were cowards or who were traitors. I think there are three options. Be a hero, be a coward, be a traitor. Everybody wants to be a hero.
I think the line that was echoing in my head throughout the entire meditation was nothing more. Everybody wants to change the world, but no one wants to change themselves.
Yeah. And all we have to do to be heroic is just live out our state of life.
That's a really good point. I think people don't... It's not that everyone is too afraid to be a hero, but they don't think that they can really reach the heights of heroism in their life as they are who they are with the opportunities that they have. I think another line that popped into my head through this was in Hamilton. There's a line where he's constantly saying, like, I wish there was a war. Then I could really prove myself. Just give me a war. But people are waiting for something big. Yes. You can prove yourself with exactly what you have right now. If anything, right now, that's the heroism, because you have to break out of this monotony that we've formed, especially a lot of our listeners and the people we're around, and our Satan life is this suburbia and just work life, family life. We don't see anything beyond the mundane in it, so we don't aspire to like heroism, but obviously that potential is still there. And if anything, it's to rise above that lie of monotony. There is nothing monotonous even about this life. We are living in crazy times, and you have to see beyond.
That's a fantastic quote. Give me the quote again from Hamilton.
I couldn't think of the exact quote. He's
give
I think,
me
I
a
think
war.
Exactly what he says was, God, I wish there was a war that I could prove that we're worth anything, I could prove that we're worth more. I can't remember what the exact line is.
I like your quote better. Give me a war, then I can really prove myself.
Yeah. I mean, in essence, that's what he's singing about the entire time.
But we are in a war.
Hmm.
And all we have to do is just be faithful to our state in life. You know, just love your spouse when they're difficult.
Yeah.
Just hang in there with your kids and try to get to know them and recognize it's a long game. Just take care of your elderly parents. Mm-hmm. Just be faithful to your celibacy as a priest or a nun. Just fulfill your duties in work. In this world, that's going to take heroism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's glorious. And we have God and Our Lady and Joseph and all the angels and saints watching us like spectators in an arena. We're on the big stage. But not only are they watching, they're there to help us. So I love how St. Paul says in Hebrews, there's a whole cloud of witnesses.
As they would say in Hamilton, history has its eyes on you.
Yeah. And they're there to help us.
You're bringing back a lot of memories now.
They're there to help us.
That's true. And we don't realize how important this time is right now.
And as soon as you feel overwhelmed in any area, just say, Jesus, I surrender to you. Take care of everything. I like your quote better than Hamilton.
Good.
Give me a war so I can really prove myself. Well, we're in it. And all we have to do is live our state in life. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.